Hello and welcome to another episode of Neat Little Macapps. Hope you liked the previous one, but now we're off to episode 51 and we'll be discussing Timeline 3D in this episode. We're also proud to announce that BDOX, the very same people behind Timeline 3D, is sponsoring this episode. Again, we all know that I only review applications I personally find worth reviewing, so I dearly appreciate it when a developer goes ahead and sponsors the show anyway. That said, be sure to pay a quick visit to the site of BDOX at www.bdox.com, or just click the link in the iTunes artwork window right now and visit the site, not just for downloading the demo of Timeline, which you will need to win a free license that I'll be giving away later in this episode, but also check out all the possible areas where Timeline really shines. I mean, education, at work, for writers and businesses. Anyway, very interesting stuff. Thanks for supporting the show. Now, you all know that the intervals at which I produce these, well, let's be honest, fabulous pieces of audio content aren't exactly regular. Now, it might also surprise you to receive a new episode this quickly after the previous one. There's a reason to this. See, the developer of this week's app is doing a special discount on the price during the whole Macworld period. That means that this week's app, Timeline 3D, will be offered at a special price of $30 instead of $65. And I couldn't release that info too early. I could only release it on January the 5th. So here you go. If you want to, you can get this app for only $30. That discount is available right now if you go to the store at bdogs.com, but it will be good through Sunday, January 11th. So be sure to check that out. So in this episode, we'll be talking about Timeline 3D, which is a stunning 3D visualization application with a lot of extra features. The current version is 2.2.1 and it's created by BDOX, to be more exact, Adam Beringer. And you can find out more about it at www.bdox.com. But again, as always, this is an enhanced podcast. So if you open up the iTunes artwork window, you can double click it too if you want to. You'll just see the pictures and the hyperlinks pop up while I'm talking. So why am I reviewing this application? Well, I'm giving evening courses in Drupal these days, and at the school where I give these courses, I managed to sneak in a podcast course. So I'm going to start giving podcast lessons, which is a first in Belgium. So to do those lessons, I was thinking of prepping my own manual, because you see, here in Belgium, if you want to teach people something, you have to do it in the language that they speak, meaning that all the manuals should be in Flemish, that is, in this case. Now, the problem with this is that there is only one book, kind of like, that is Flemish, and that is about podcasting. And I flipped through the pages of that book and I really, really didn't like it. It even features a side of me, by all means, podcasts.net, which is an old side of mine where people could send in enhanced podcasts just like this one, but I would do audio tours. So I would create audio tours in an enhanced podcast form. So the site is really old. The community around it isn't really vibrant. It's a bit dead, really. So that immediately told me that the people who wrote that book didn't really do their research. So not a good book. So that meant I had to create my own manual. So I went thinking, what would I put in it? And one of the things that I wanted to get in there was a timeline about podcasting, the history of podcasting, the way it is created and the way it evolved during the last years. And that made me think, okay, how can I create a timeline? So I went looking on the web and I bumped into this application, which I knew from before. I have checked this out before. And so I went ahead and got this application to test it out and see if this would really fit my needs. And oh boy, yes, it does. Okay, so Timeline 3D actually is the bigger brother of the standard timeline. And it does all the things, of course, that the standard edition does, but it has a extra 3D presentation mode, which the standard version doesn't have, and it has a lot of export options. You can export to iPhone, export to iPod, export to Apple TV, export to HD, and export to Keynote. So those are the extra features of the 3D edition. If you start up Timeline, you'll get this really cool interface where you can immediately choose a theme of your timeline, meaning it will change color, background pictures, stuff like that. And then you can choose the type of events you will be importing, because yes, you can import a couple of things such as address book data. You can import something that you have in iCal, for instance. You can import iPhoto pictures, iTunes. You can create timelines from iTunes songs, from RSS feeds if you want to. And then it has a couple of other features. I think this is a list that will grow depending on the stuff you have. For instance, System Profiler is in here. Aperture is in here, and it can grow depending on what types of software you have, and it will tap into those. So, for instance, if I want to create a timeline based on something that I have in my calendar, in my iCal, I'll just hit the iCal icon, I'll go to configuration, and then I'll have a lot of options on how I will be importing stuff from iCal. For instance, the name, the start date, the end date, whether or not to import notes, which calendar I'm going to import stuff from, and then I have a date filter where I can choose between which dates I'll be importing events from, and then I'll just hit create timeline, and a timeline will be created based on the stuff that I had in that calendar. So if you already have some data in your iCal, you can create a timeline from that. It really is handy. If I take something else, for example, a RSS feed, I could just hit configure, and then I can choose some other stuff. For instance, I can enter the news feed I want to take the stuff from. And again, I can choose a date filter. So those things change along the way. If you select something else, it will give you some other options based on what you have chosen. So really handy to quickly import a lot of stuff in a very handy manner. And once you're into the main window of this application, you'll notice that everything is very understandable. You can create your timeline in a snap, and it all is very clear on how things work, how you should create a timeline. For instance, you have the add button and the remove button, which will add or remove events. You can click the edit button if you want to edit a certain event. And then you have a fonts button where you can tweak the appearance of those events that you have selected, the font size, for instance. And you have a couple of other buttons, for instance, the screen button, which will basically show you the whole timeline as it will appear in 2D. And you have the bulk edit button, and this is very handy because here you will see all the events in a table form. So you'll see the label, the start date, the end date, the notes, the URLs, the images that are accompanying a certain event. You can see this here in a table mode. You can select multiple items and tweak them and change them. You also have a preview button, and this will give you a quick preview on how the whole timeline will appear. It will render it out for you, and you'll actually get a nice representation on how the whole timeline will look. And then you have a 3D button. So I mentioned this before. This is the Timeline 3D version that I'm reviewing here. And you'll just, in the first time you hit that, you'll just see the regular timeline, but full screen without the whole interface. And you can jump between those events by just hitting the forward or backward buttons, and you can jump from event to event. Very neat. But now if you hit the space bar, it will go into this whole 3D environment, and you will scroll through that timeline, and it really has a cool effect because, for instance, if you have multiple events on the same day, you will see those events pop up one after another, depending on, of course, how fast you click your arrow buttons. And this is really a cool way to see a presentation of a timeline. It's not just plain old dates and events that you see in a long row. It's actually, it really is a bit like the, say, like the RSS reader that you have, the screensaver in OS X. Kind of has that feel to it, and really is a good way to show timelines to people without them falling asleep, basically. So it really is a cool application. And the fun thing about this is that I can now go and export this. I can mail this timeline to someone, which will automatically create a PDF of that timeline and put it in a mail ready to send out. And I can click the Devices button, and here I can choose to create a movie of that 3D timeline, and I can choose whether or not it's for an Apple TV, an iPhone, or an iPod. And I can choose the duration of each event. So it will create an actual QuickTime movie, and it will stop at each event. Really handy. The way you do this is by clicking the optimization button. So selecting, for example, okay, this is for an iPod, say 2 seconds for each event, and then I just click next. I give it a name, and when I hit the save button, you'll see that timeline will open up a little window, and you'll see the rendering of your timeline. Frame by frame, you'll see timeline appear, and it will go by all the events. And when that's done, you'll have a QuickTime movie, which you can send or post or do whatever you like with it. You can also export to QuickTime, and here you have a couple of presets. You can export to a 1080p HD, 720p HD, 480p HD. I'm not sure why HD is standing next to 480p, but anyway, you can also select custom, and here you can tweak it even more. You can choose the video compressor, for instance H.264. You can choose the video size yourself, and you can select how many frames per second the presentation should be. So if you want to, for instance, make timelines that are really high quality, you can do this if you want to. Also here, the event duration can be tweaked depending on what you would like. Another option here is the Keynote export feature, and this is really cool too, because here you can just export your whole timeline, and it will again render it, but it won't take as long as a QuickTime movie, for example, because it doesn't really have to do the whole animation stuff. It will simply open up Keynote, and each slide will be one representation of the whole timeline. So the first one will be an overview of the first ones in 2D, and the very next slide will be that 3D view of that one event. And when you hit the next button, so the right arrow, you'll go through all those events in a 3D way, but it won't be fluid. I mean, it won't be going from the first event to the second, so you'll just see different slides, but the representation is indeed in 3D. So that's a really nice benefit of also being able to export this stuff. So let's talk a bit more on how you actually create events in this application. Basically, when you click the Add button, you'll get this extra little window. And in this window, you can fill in stuff like the event label, of course, the date the event took place. You can add an image here just by dragging an image onto it. You can add notes and, if needed, a link about that event. And that will basically be that event that will appear on screen. It really is very simple, but you can even tweak it more. You can tweak the general appearance of the whole thing by just hitting the settings button also on the main menu bar. And here you can start tweaking the whole appearance. For instance, the visual design tab will allow you to change the fonts of those events. It will even change the event text color, the date line color. The row shading can be changed here, and you can choose how the background should appear. Should it be a color fill, a gradient fill, an image fill, or even a tinted image fill if you want to. And you can also select how the image should be displayed. For instance, should it scale to fit? Should it scale to fill? Should it stretch? Should it have the original size? Or should it tile? The next options are some general event options. For instance, should it show the descender or not? and what would be the image size of that event. So you can tweak the image size. If you want to do this for multiple events, again, you just go to bulk edit and do the changes there with all the events selected. For instance, if you want to change the size of all images. Next is the dateline options, and here you can select the title style of the date line. That's the main bar in which all the dates appear. You can choose whether it should be only text or text in a box, or if you don't want a date at all, a date name. Here you can also choose the base height of that date line. Now, before I go any further, one of the things you can do here also is if you hit edit and then add raw, you can add multiple rows if you want to. So you could, for instance, add an extra raw and put stuff in there, so you could compare two timelines to each other if you want to. Okay, the next tab is the dates tab, and here you can tweak all things date related. You can choose the event date format if you want to. For instance, if you only want to see the year, the month, the day and the year and stuff like that, you can tweak that here. You can even have the era shown, before Christ, after Christ, AD, BC, AD. You can choose the time. You can choose the way time should be shown, and you can choose the raw date format. There also is a raw tick mark spacing if you want to, and here you can select the spacing, for instance, if it should be spaced based on years or days, and you can see, and you can change the interval. For instance, if I want to have a tick mark every 2 weeks, every 2 days, or every 2 months, I can set this here, or I can choose to have it set automatically. Last but not least, I have the printing tab here, and the things I can manage here are just the page size, the document margins, and the multiple pages if I want to. And eventually, I also have a photos button, and that will basically, like in every good Macintosh application, that will allow me to browse my own pictures in iPhoto in Aperture to add them to Timeline 3D. And that's it. As you see, it really isn't a very complicated application. It really allows you to create timelines very, very fast and in a very pleasing manner, and the result will be also very pleasing and a quite high quality too if you want to, and that is actually exactly what I was looking for in a timeline application. Some tips to the developer, however. I found that jumping from event to event in screen view, that means while I'm working, while I'm creating those events, you couldn't do that. And that was a bit strange. I would like to have the same functionality, that means left arrow, right arrow to jump between events. I would have liked to see that in practice. Here you can jump between those events, but it won't scroll to the next event to edit. So that's a bit strange. It should be like this even when I'm editing, because it really feels more natural working like that. So that's one developer tip that I have. And I have a second one, and that's branding option. I'm missing a branding option. This is a professional application. I could really use this for professional means, which means that I will be branding this stuff. By which I mean, if I'm going to show people a timeline, I want that the background picture, for instance, is indeed a picture of my company, for instance. But the problem here is that if you have really long timelines, you're going to have to stretch that picture out, and it doesn't always look very well. So what I was thinking is a couple of options. First, you could, for instance, have a static image that will be always in front of the whole timeline. For instance, a logo or something that would remain visible on top of the whole presentation, a bit like a watermark, for example. That would be cool. And a second option, for instance, would be that even in 3D, you only see one screen. I mean, okay, it is 3D, but why not make that background one image that wouldn't stretch the whole way, that wouldn't move along with all the events, but will give the impression that the whole timeline would pass before that image. Kind of is difficult to explain, but I'm kind of like missing that feature, that the background image doesn't move with all the rest so that it's like a static background and readable. That means if I have my logo there, if I have my company name there, it wouldn't be stretched over the whole timeline, but I would see it continuously in the background. So branding, that would be really, really nice. And then a last tip for the developer. Again, it really is a good application, but I find that there are some things that could be tweaked, and that is a way to style the title differently from the text. Now I can style the text and the title, but everything will change along with it. And I would really enjoy some way that I could, for instance, change the size of the title and not have the text change along with it. That would be really cool. So I mentioned before, you can win this application. I have a serial that I can give away, and the only thing you have to do is download the demo and send me a timeline. That can be about anything, basically. Just send a timeline to contest@neatlittlemacapps.com, and I'll have an innocent hand pick out a winner, and you get this fantastic application absolutely for free. Okay, that's it for this podcast. Again, I hope you liked it. Feel free to hop in at the Neat Little Mac Apps website to post your comments on this episode or on any other episode, of course. If you think you have an application that is truly special, or if you're a developer who thinks his app is great, just send it to me at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com, and I'll gladly give it a shot, and perhaps it winds up in the show. If you want to follow what I'm up to, you can follow me on Twitter, and that will be twitter.com/NLMA. Oh, I also added a little poll on the site, so if you have a minute to spare, you can hop in and fill out that poll too. And as a New Year's resolution, for example, you could say, oh, I'm going to spread the word about Neat Little Mac Apps to all of my friends. Just a little hint from a friendly podcaster. Okay, that's it. Let's close the MacBook lid on this one. And don't forget to enter the contest of Timeline 3D. Bye. Music for the show is provided by the BC Surfers. Track name is Julu Beats, and you can find out more about them at music.podshow.com.
This show is a proud member of
the techpodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
Techpodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Okay, that's okay. This. We zetten hen zo maar toesten. Doe me nog.
Sorry.
Ja, hoor ze aan toesten. Knal door mijn afleveringen. Intellectueel niveau. Anyway.